Glenn Robertson-Smith is a specialist in equine surgery from Robertson-Smith Partners Veterinary Surgery at Cranbourne Training Centre at the moment. Glenn, good morning to you.
Morning, Ross. How are you?
Yeah, good. It was a splendid meeting yesterday, an amazing win by Protectionist, but then a tinge of sadness, obviously, with the death of Admire Rackte. Specifically, what do you think Admire Rackte, I know you don't have any particular insight, but what do you think Admire Rackte died from?
Look, there aren't many causes of sudden death in racehorses. We see it occasionally. Unfortunately, it's pretty rare, and it's a tragedy when it happens, but occasionally we see it. Generally, the most common scenario is it's an aneurysmal blood vessel change which ruptures and the horse bleeds internally. That would probably be the most common cause, and occasionally we see, we don't find very much of post-mortem, though we suspect those horses have had a heart attack. So it'll be one of those two scenarios, I suspect. And I think we're going to find out the horse has gone to the University of Melbourne at Werribee, and we're going to have a post-mortem. So hopefully we'll get some explanation as to what happened, sadly, yesterday.
Is it a 100% likelihood that you will get a result, a definitive result from an autopsy?
Very likely, yes, very likely.
The fact that this horse appeared to be suffering some sort of premonitory symptoms about 800 metres out and then was able to get to the stables, does that indicate to you that it was a slow and painful process or not?
Not painful, John. It's a bit unusual in that the horse is able to get back to the stalls and then subsequently died. That would make me suspect that it's having a bleed and the bleed is a slow bleed and the horse was bleeding internally, albeit slowly. Often we have an aneurysmal change, which is a weakness in the aorta, and under high pressure it ruptures, and because it's such a major blood vessel carrying a lot of blood, the horses tend to bleed out quite rapidly, and that's a situation where you might see a horse collapse at the track during a race and stumble and not recover. So it's pretty unusual the horse is able to finish the race and then get back to the stalls and then subsequently die. To me, I would be suspicious that it's having a slow internal bleed, but it wouldn't have been painful.
Glenn, I noticed, I'm not making this up, I noticed before the race, made a mental note that it was skittish and appeared reluctant to enter the barriers. And I recorded the race, so I went back and looked at it afterwards. I know that is not uncommon for horses sometimes to be reluctant to get into the barriers, and there are horses known as barrier rogues who are traditionally quite difficult. But it seemed reluctant, especially for such an experienced horse. Is there any possibility it could have been sick before the race started?
I don't think so, no. My suspicion would be it happened during the running, and it probably happened when the horse started to falter, which I watched the race as well. It was around the 800-metre mark, so it appeared to race very well, prominently early, so that to me would say there wasn't much wrong with it at that point in time.
And just on the subject of Araldo, which died as a result of an unfortunate accident where the horse lashed out because it was spooked by a young child waving a flag, why do horses get destroyed under those circumstances and not taken to hospital and made well?
Good question. Often in those fractures, the blood vessel to the bone is severely damaged and compromised and unretrievable. So effectively, you have a bone which we can repair surgically, but there is no blood supply. So the bone won't survive. If that sort of injury happened in a human, you might amputate the leg. That's not possible in horses. They're built and designed to stand on four legs all the time. In the States, in recent times, they've tried to develop some prosthetic limb for amputation, but it's not really a possibility. So in those severe fractures that occur, either sometimes racing and sometimes with kicking, the horse is so powerful that it's a real bag of ice fracture, and invariably the blood supply is damaged as well, which means whilst we technically might have the ability to put screws and plates in the leg and cast the leg, if the blood supply is damaged beyond recognition, then you'll have an avascular limb and it won't repair and won't heal.
Did you call it a bag of ice fracture?
Yeah, that's one of the terms we use because the leg actually explodes and you have multiple pieces all over the place.
Glenn, we thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
Glenn Robertson-Smith, specialist in equine surgery from Robertson-Smith Partners Veterinary Surgery.